It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Thank you so much. Ben Volen, senior writer for the NFL and the Patriots, working with the Boston Globe, and joins us. Lived and spent some time down here in South Florida as well. Benny, how you doing, man? How's the summer been so far?
Summer's been awesome, big dog. Always great to hear your voice, my man. I was telling Danny before coming on, I'm trying to enjoy the last few minutes before football season starts. You know, everyone's like 50 days till kickoff, 6 weeks till kickoff. Let's enjoy summer first. Let's not speed up to the start of the football season.
You know what? I like that. I'm kind of can't wait to get this thing going. I'm always curious to, you know, what it's going to look like and who's going to play well and who's not and the whole thing. So Benny, we got to just jump into this. Let's get into the drama first of all before we even talk about the team. How about this Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick stuff? This is great. Who took a chance on who here? And Belichick, of course, never lets anything go these days. So what was your take on what Robert Kraft, which actually ended up being a compliment, but I don't know if Belichick heard the whole thing, and then Bill said, I took a chance on you. Your organization was a disaster. What'd you think?
So, I mean, I love the back and forth between these two, just fighting like little children for the last couple years since Kraft fired Belichick. This one is shocking to me, big dog. I mean, Bill Belichick comes off as so sensitive here. This is a guy who for 25 years never responded to things in the media, always stayed above the fray, never let things affect him. And now it's like anytime any sort of word is written about him, he's so sensitive, I think because of the stuff with his girlfriend. He's just like firing back. And this was a really bad look for him because what Robert Kraft said, you know, maybe look, I understand the relationship between the two is not very good right now. And Belichick, anything that comes out of Robert's mouth, Belichick's going to take a negative inference to it. But what Kraft said, he's told that story a million times over the years. I've heard that quote that he took a risk on Belichick in 2000. He said that over and over. That's one of
right.
That's his line. That's, you know, Kraft has these lines that he always gives, and that's one of them. And I just think Belichick looked really, really sensitive. Had no need to send this lengthy statement to ESPN, where you could tell his fingerprints were all over it. You know, they're $10 million over the cap his first year, and the deft salary cap management of Bill Belichick, and they were 31st in spending since 1994, which I think that one needs a fact check because the Houston Texans didn't exist until 2002, and the Ravens didn't exist, the Browns didn't exist. So how could they be 31st when all these teams didn't exist? So anyway, it just shows how bad the relationship is between Belichick and Kraft, and how sensitive Belichick is to everything right now, because there was no need for him to comment about any of this.
So Ben, just to follow up, because love can make you do crazy things. Do we think the young little girlfriend might be behind a lot of this and kind of egging him on to not let this go? You're Bill Belichick.
I mean, I think you have to consider that, considering she seems to be calling the shots in every other aspect of his life. She's, you know, ordering up photo shoots and posting about being mermaids and fishermen on Instagram. And she's standing on the practice field in UNC in high heels. I mean, she runs the show. She's got Bill Belichick wrapped around her little pinky finger right now. So yeah, anything that he's doing, you got to think that she's kind of pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Yeah, Bill found love, man. There's no question about it. He either love or just a mad crush there, or found out parts of the body do work again, and he just can't stop. Anyway. Hey, so 4-13 last year, big free agent class, a lot of money, big draft class, got a Will Campbell at the tackle position. The team does look obviously a lot better. What would be your goal before we get into positions? 4-13, everybody thinks it's going to be the most improved team. What would be a good number for this Patriots team to get to?
Yeah, I think realistically, an 8-win season, 9-win season is very much in the realm of possibility. They're going to be a much more respectable team. I think it's going to be similar to the 2021 season. That was Mac Jones's rookie year. That was the first time that the Patriots, they had no talent on the roster, so they went nuts in free agency, bringing in guys like Matthew Judon and Hunter Henry. And they were a much more respectable team. They went 10-7, made the playoffs, but they still, you know, lacked a lot of punch. They got blown out in the playoffs that year. I think a similar situation now. They'll be a lot more respectable than the last 2 years, two straight 4-13 seasons, which is unheard of around here. You know, assuming Stephon Diggs stays healthy, you know, that should be a nice addition to the offense. Travion Henderson, the running back from Ohio State, second round pick, should be a good weapon out of the backfield. The defense should be much improved with Vrabel bringing his guys in now. And the schedule is very favorable. Last year, you looked at the Patriots schedule and it was loaded with quarterbacks. You know, they're playing Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen twice, which obviously they have again this year, but there are a lot of games where you're like, I'm not sure they're going to have a chance in that one. This year, it's a lot of like Bryce Youngs and Geno Smith, and it's like a lot of toss-up kind of 50-50 games that could go either way. So I see the Patriots as an 8 or 9-win team, competitive till the end of the season, you know, going for one of those last wild card spots. But still, they're, you know, I still think the offense leaves a lot to be desired with Drake May in his second year. They still need to get him more help moving forward.
Are you, I like the Drake May I saw in year one because I thought he had the least amount of talent of when they played at Hard Rock Stadium. I was like, whoa, that's hard to win with that group. Drake May's doing a pretty good job. I don't know if he can do any more than he's doing in this game. I thought he's pretty good in year one.
I would agree. And it's a lot of it comes back to he had nothing to work with. I mean, the worst offensive line. You know, you remember the famous quote from Jeff Ireland, you know, we have a bunch of threes and fours and fives at wide receiver. That was the Patriots the last few years. Just no one who could win a one-on-one matchup or, you know, cause any sort of problem for the defense. So hopefully that's where Stephon Diggs comes in this year. Again, he's coming off an ACL, so you're not quite sure what you're going to get from him. But he looks great so far. Just, you know, he looks like he's ahead in his rehab and that kind of thing. So Diggs is such an important piece to the offense now. Travion Henderson, as I mentioned, he was a dynamic home run hitter. That's what the Patriots need, guys who can score from 70 yards out. It's been a long time since they've had someone like that. And let's not underestimate, I think maybe the biggest move, everyone talks about bringing Mike Vrabel. I think Josh McDaniels was a big hire. I know he didn't work out as head coach of the Raiders, but I think he's been a great offensive coordinator for the Patriots over the years. He got 10 wins and a playoff appearance out of a rookie, Mac Jones. He had a pretty solid season with Cam Newton when Cam had no shoulder left and couldn't throw the football. Josh McDaniels went 11-5 with Matt Castle in that one season. So I think McDaniels is going to be a great teacher for Drake May. And I really like that hire for the Patriots, bringing McDaniels back.
Hey, Ben, I love that secondary, that defensive secondary. Safeties have always played well against the Dolphins. And now they got some really good corners on the outside. What are your thoughts? Strength of the team in that defensive secondary?
Yeah, definitely a strength. And, the Patriots secondary now, the big signing was Carlton Davis, the cornerback. He was with Detroit last year. He spent 5 years with Tampa Bay. A 6-foot, you know, lanky press corner on the outside to go along with Christian Gonzalez, who's also a lanky 6-foot
really
press corner. So two really solid physical press corners who should free up the rest of the defense to do a lot of creative stuff. You still have Jabril Peppers, one of the better safeties still in the NFL. Kyle Duggar is still back there. The Patriots secondary is going to be solid, but, you know, up front they might be pretty good too. They brought in Harold Landry from the Titans. Robert Spillane, their new middle linebacker, he's just a demon, you know, a tackling machine all over the field. The pass rush, it's going to look a lot different than under Belichick, where they believe more in just letting the quarterback kind of run his way into pressure. Now they're just going to have four guys up front pinning their ears back.
Right.
Oh, I forgot to mention Milton Williams, the guy from
Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I love Milton in the middle. My God, was he great in the Super Bowl.
He wrecked the Super Bowl, absolutely. So now they've got a lot more speed up front, and I think the pass rush, with a good secondary behind them, the pass rush should be a lot better this year.
So we talk about the Jets. What are your thoughts overall? Jets just recently signed a couple of former first-round picks, which they should have because they're both really good players. What do you think about how good the Jets could be?
I don't think they're going to be great this year, but I like the fact that you barely heard from them all offseason. This is a team that is just, you know, writes the book on dysfunction every single year. And for, like, Aaron Glenn has come in and just shut that all down. He's been purposely very boring with the media, so his clips never get shown on ESPN. And, you know, they haven't had any sort of, like, holdout. No players go on the Pat McAfee show and talk about,
right,
you know, the vaccine or whatever. And now, you know, a week before training camp, they have their two-star players locked up on long-term contracts, Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. So they go into training camp. Everyone's happy. It's positive. They're just going to work. You know, I don't think they're going to be a great team with Justin Fields. I'm not a huge believer in him. The fact that two teams have kind of already given up on Justin Fields. But I like at least the fact that Aaron Glenn seems to have this team headed in the right direction and that they're focusing again on football and not on all the drama and nonsense that usually comes with Jets football.
Hey, by the way, before we get to the Dolphins, I do want to ask you about Will Campbell at left tackle. I know it's only been an off season. What are your thoughts on how quickly he could have an impact?
Well, look, I mean, everything about his resume screams that he's going to be a day one, you know, immediate impact kind of guy. He was a 3-year starter at LSU, earned the starting left tackle job in August of his true freshman season, and then never came off the field for 3 years. Protected his quarterback against all the top pass rushers in the SEC. So Will Campbell in college was a stud, definitely, you know, probably the best lineman here in the draft. But the arm length thing is definitely real. Just because you can protect guys in college does not mean that you can do it in the NFL when you're going against the top 1%. And we just don't know how it's going to go. I mean, is it a death sentence to have short arms? No. But you really have to make up for it with good footwork and good body positioning and great athleticism and that kind of thing. So we'll see. But, I mean, there are a lot of people that look at him and go, oh, well, he's a guard. I mean, that's very much a possibility that eventually he gets moved inside. And I think if that happens, he'll still be a good 10-year NFL player. But there's no way to know until he gets out there whether he can handle it. But the arm length thing is definitely a real concern, and that's going to be something that he's going to be tested on.
All right, so you've had a chance like everybody else nationally as well as in the South Florida market to sit back and watch what's gone on with the Dolphins, and it's mostly, as you know, has been negative. What's your take on how good the Dolphins can be this year from what they've done and haven't done?
I mean, they can be good. Mike McDaniel still has a great offensive mind. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Tua. I mean, if they get some good injury luck, the Dolphins could definitely run it back at, you know, and win 10 games, maybe 11 games. You know, maybe Jalen Ramsey is kind of addition by subtraction. I think the Jonnu Smith move is actually going to hurt more than losing Jalen Ramsey, who I heard really didn't really want to play much man defense the last 2 years, just wanted to sit on the flat routes and curls and didn't really want to play too much man-to-man. So I don't think losing him is going to be too big of a deal. You know, that said, I think after 3 years, I would really question how much control Mike McDaniel has over that locker room and whether his kind of message is falling flat now. Who was it? Bradley Chubb talking about how the players were just lying last year when they talked about how committed they were and how they had both feet in. And I mean, that's not a great sign when the players are admitting that they're just giving lip service to what the coach is saying. And you know, that's a locker room that, led by Tyreek Hill, has been a little dysfunctional the last few years. So it does kind of feel like everything's ready to fall apart here. I think Stephen Ross should have looked harder at replacing the head coach and the GM and just starting over fresh. This feels a lot like the 2011 season when he flirted with Jim Harbaugh but ultimately kept Sperano, and then they started 0-7 and the thing was just a disaster. So, you know, Mike McDaniel, I don't think the same, you know, fate will befall him, but I do wonder after last year if his tenure had kind of run its course and if the Dolphins are going to regret trying to run it back one more time.
Yeah. Boy, that was a crazy time. Boy, you just had me thinking about that. We had to wait on that meeting that was supposed to come out, and it was all done, and took a while for Coach Sperano to come back out. And oh, that was crazy. What a crazy day. Hey, Ben, great stuff, man. Can't wait to get this started. We'll see you week two down here at Hard Rock Stadium against the Miami Dolphins. Should be a lot of fun. I appreciate you finding time for us, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Big Dog. Appreciate you.
All right, you got it. Ben Volen, senior NFL and Patriots writer for the Boston Globe, joining us this morning. Talk a little bit, just to get a little teaser, a little appetizer, man, here as veterans will report next week. Rookies getting their feet wet right now. And guess what, folks? It's hurricane season. And are you doing everything you can? It's always a question. Are you protecting your home the best you can? Have you thought about calling Loctite Impact? Windows, doors, and roofing, they do it all for you. And by the way, if you've been holding off because of money, look, if you've got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now, pay later. How's that sound? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Why are you waiting till, well, we're going to see if we can get through this seat? No, don't wait to see if you can get through. You never know where those bad storms are going to land. And we hope we get lucky another year, but there is one thing you can do, and that's protect your home right now. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Let their professional staff get started with you today, covering all of South Florida.